Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
On April 23, 2013, the Seventh Circuit issued its opinion in Clark, reversing a district court ruling extending the bankruptcy exemption to an impaired IRA. In Clark, the Wisconsin District Court had previously reversed the bankruptcy court's decision and allowed an inherited IRA to be exempt from the bankruptcy estate. Mrs. Clark had inherited an IRA from her mother. The mother's IRA was subsequently transferred to an inherited IRA. Since 2002, the debtors had received monthly distributions from the inherited IRA. Mrs. Clark was not retired. The debtors claimed that the inherited IRA was exempt from under Wisconsin law under 11 U.S.C. Section 522 B3C. The Seventh Circuit stated by the time the Clarks had filed for bankruptcy, the money in the inherited IRA did not represent anyone's retirement funds, and that to treat this account as exempt would be to shelter from creditors assets that could freely be used for current consumption. The court stated an inherited IRA does not have the economic attributes of a retirement vehicle because the money cannot be held in the account until the current owner's retirement. Given this recent decision and the diversity of opinions on this issue, prudence suggests having an IRA payable to a trust rather than an outright beneficiary. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.